Hi everyone, this is Marty. Welcome to Nepal Now, right now. I want to start this short episode by telling you that if you listen to the show on Buzzsprout, which happens to be the platform I use to host the podcast also, you can now send me a text message directly from the website. So what you do is in the description of each episode, at the very top left, you'll see a link that says send a text or send me a text. Click on that and your messaging app will open on your phone and you can write me a text message, which I think is pretty cool. And if you're interested, by the way, about 15% of listeners use Buzzsprout, the same as Spotify and Google Podcasts. And by far the biggest chunk listen to this podcast through Apple Podcasts, which is not surprising. Also this week, some news about migration. There was a really good article, depressing but good article, in The Guardian about the kafala system of labor that's used in the Gulf countries and some neighboring countries. And it's basically a way of employers to control their workforce. And particularly for our purposes, women who go there to work as domestic workers. And you might have listened to the episode we did last month with Sushma, who went to Kuwait and had to come back early after 3 months. So this is the type of system that is used to control workers like Sushma, who had a pretty tough time considering the short amount of time that she was there. She, at different times, was locked in rooms without a phone. She was deprived of food. She witnessed another worker being physically abused. This system is apparently being reformed in some countries, but it's happening too slowly. And this article in The Guardian is linked to an upcoming episode that we're going to have with an expert who's going to be talking about women migrant workers from Nepal going to the Gulf and other countries. So if you haven't yet subscribed or followed the show, you might want to do that right now so you don't miss that episode. Another article in the news this week was from Radio Nepal about migrants from Tanahu district who have gone to Russia. And they described 7 migrant workers, talked to their families, who have been out of touch now for more than 4 months. And of course, they're just 7 of many, many other workers who ended up going to Russia and being recruited reportedly in the Russian army. And also ongoing here are protests by the family members of many of those migrants happening in Kathmandu, trying to get the government to do more to bring back those migrant workers from Russia. And by the way, a lot of this news I get from a newsletter sent out by the Center for Studies on Labor and Migration, CESLAM, which is with Social Science Baja. So I'll include a link to that newsletter as well as to these various reports in the description of this episode. Coming up in our next full interview next week, we're going to be speaking to Soham. Soham first migrated from Nepal to the U.S. when he was 17 to study, and in the last couple decades, he's been going back and forth, working at various jobs in the U.S. and Nepal also. Has many experiences that he talks about, as well as unique opinions about migration personally and about its impact on Nepal as a whole. So stay tuned for that one. As always, you can write to me at nepalnowpod@gmail.com with any ideas you have for guests or to give me some feedback on anything you've heard. And you can also drop us a message on social media. We're on all the usual channels except for X. I'll talk to you again next week.